Of Arizona's 7 million residents, 2.4 million live in areas that are designated as dental health professional shortage areas, where there are one or fewer dentists per 5,000 people. 40% of our preschoolers have untreated tooth decay.
But it's a problem that can be solved, according to a new report from the Goldwater Institute. It held a community forum with Dental Care for Arizona and the Pew Charitable Trust this morning with legislators, health advocates, and tribal leaders to discuss the state of oral health in Arizona. And for more on this, we're joined now by Kristen Mizzi-Angelone, dental policy expert for the Pew Charitable Trust. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
So how big of a problem is access to dental care in Arizona relative to the rest of the country?
Well, unfortunately, access to dental care is a problem no matter what state you're in the United States. But the challenges of getting dental care here in Arizona are particularly acute. As you already mentioned, more than 2 million people in Arizona live in areas where there is a shortage of dentists. And what that means is, unfortunately, when you can't get dental care from a dentist on a regular basis, tens of thousands of people in Arizona every year go to an emergency department to get their preventable dental conditions treated. So they're conditions that could have and should have been handled in a regular dentist office. Now they have to go to the emergency department.
Kristen, in the Goldwater Institute report, there was a suggestion that, I guess we'll call mid-level dental practitioners known as dental care therapists, could help alleviate that problem. Can you describe for us a little bit what the level of dental therapist would be compared to a licensed dentist? What sort of things they could do? Could they take care of basic cleanings, for example?
Yes, dental therapists, as you mentioned, they're a mid-level dental provider, very similar to a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant in the medical field. They are able to handle a very specific scope of practice, kind of between a dental hygienist and a dentist. They are able to, they work under supervision of a dentist and are able to do things like cleanings or fillings or, you know, simple extractions of baby teeth. Really, their job is to do the most commonly needed, most routine dental care that just about everyone will need at some point during their lives.
Are there states that allow those practitioners to practice?
There are. Dental therapy is a national movement to authorize these providers in states across the country. They right now are authorized in Minnesota, Vermont, Maine. They're also authorized on tribal lands in Alaska, Oregon, and Washington. And then there's another, you know, dozen or so states around the country, including Arizona, that are actively considering authorizing dental therapists to care for the most commonly needed dental needs in their states.
I suppose this is somewhat of a loaded question based on your expertise, but do you think dental care is de-emphasized too much, whether it comes to health care plans or how people perceive them generally?
That's a great question. You know, historically, people have thought of dental care as something separate from the rest of their health care. But as we're learning more and more, what happens in your mouth affects the rest of your body, and it should be cared for just like the rest of your medical care. And so, unfortunately, in the past, it has been thought of as a separate discipline. But more and more, we're seeing that, you know, oral health care is health care.
Kristen, if dental care therapists were allowed to be licensed in Arizona, do you have reason to believe that they would set up shop in some of these rural areas where folks right now do not have access to dental care?
Well, I can point to what has happened in Minnesota, which was authorized dental therapists back in 2009. And since then, about half of dental therapists work in the very rural and remote areas of that state. And I should mention, they're all employed by dentists, but the way that it works is they're able to work under remote supervision. So they're employed by the dentist and supervised by the dentist, but they use telehealth technology to serve patients in rural areas. So they're able to frequently, you know, communicate and consult with their supervising dentist, but actually provide the care where it is needed out in these rural areas, in nursing homes, community centers, and other places where dentists are not necessarily able to work.
So is this just a simple matter of lawmakers allowing these practitioners to be licensed then?
Exactly. It requires legislation to create a license and to authorize these providers here in Arizona.
All right. Kristen Mizzi-Angelone is dental policy expert for the Pew Charitable Trust. Kristen, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.